The American Civil Liberties Union and several abortion providers have filed suit over a Maine law they say severely restricts access to abortion in a rural, medically underserved state. As Susan Sharon reports, their federal lawsuit challenges a provision in the law that requires abortions to be performed by doctors and specifically blocks qualified nurse practitioners and nurse midwives from doing them.
It's known as the physician-only law. Under threat of criminal prosecution, no one other than a licensed physician can provide abortion services. Planned Parenthood of Northern New England, the Family Planning Association of Maine, and several advanced practice nurses say the 1979 law is outdated and medically unjustified, since qualified nurses prescribe medications and perform other procedures that are more complex and risky than a first trimester abortion.
In California, I provided this care. I'm qualified to provide this care, and I should be able to do so in Maine.
Julie Jenkins is a nurse practitioner at the Family Planning Association's Belfast Clinic, where she provides a range of healthcare services. Before that, she worked in California, one of several states, including New Hampshire and Vermont, where advanced practice registered nurses are legally permitted to perform both aspiration and medication abortions. Jenkins says she became a plaintiff in the lawsuit because of the shortage of abortion doctors in the state. There are fewer than 12.
I have a very specific situation where I was up in Presque Isle, and I was there. I would have been able to do a medication procedure, and we couldn't find a doc to essentially watch the patient swallow the pills.
Because of the doctor shortage, there are generally 3 days in Maine when abortions are performed. That includes medication abortions, offered remotely via video conferencing during the first 10 weeks of pregnancy. And in the case of the Presque Isle woman, Jenkins says the physician-only requirement resulted in a delay that affected her choice and her care.
She was forced to wait an additional 2 weeks and was then not able to get a medication procedure, which is what she had wanted to begin with.
Jenkins points out that women in rural Maine face difficulty getting time off work or finding and paying someone to watch their kids while they travel as many as 9 hours round trip to access abortion services. Many of these women are low-income patients who struggle to cover the cost of the procedure alone. Zach Hyden of the ACLU of Maine says such barriers violate constitutional guarantees to privacy and equal protection. As a basis for the Maine lawsuit, he points to a landmark 2016 Texas case.
The U.S. Supreme Court said in Whole Woman's Health versus Hellerstadt that a woman should be able to get abortion care without medically unnecessary burdens. We think this is a medically unnecessary burden, and so we're asking a court to strike it down.
If the physician-only restriction were eliminated, Evelyn Kieltica of the Family Planning Association says in-clinic abortions could be expanded beyond 3 locations in Bangor, Augusta, and Portland to clinics around the state. Women could be seen locally and without having to wait.
Not every one of our nurse practitioners is currently trained up to provide this, but certainly that is our ambition. But you could make it, we could make it available at all of our 18 sites that day.
Several peer-reviewed studies have found that there's no difference in complication rates for abortions performed by advanced practice nurses and those done by physicians. That's why professional medical associations such as the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists and the American Public Health Association say abortions can be safely provided by trained nurse midwives and nurse practitioners. Although the number of abortions performed in Maine is considered low, there are fewer than 1,900 of them each year, Nicole Clegg of Planned Parenthood says women do face hardships trying to access them, and she says that's why this case will be closely watched.
We know that there are shortages of abortion providers across the country, that this isn't something that's just limited to Maine. And, you know, my hope would be that a successful outcome here in Maine could lead to other states having, you know, their own court challenges and, you know, really changing the landscape when it comes to access to abortion.
Named as defendants in the lawsuit are Attorney General Janet Mills and the state's 8 district attorneys, who could bring criminal charges under the physician-only law, although a spokesman for the AG's office said it's not clear whether that has ever happened in Maine. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.